From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The man thought to be behind a series of bombings and attempted bombings in New York and New Jersey may not have been part of a terrorist cell, but based on previous investigations, chances are good he had some sort of help. The assistant director of the FBI in New York, William Sweeney, says they have no indication there is a terrorist cell operating in the area or in the city. Sweeney added that Ahmad Khan Rahmani was known by authorities.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. That was the allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Rahmani's bombing in the New York City area wounded 29 people. He is in the hospital recovering from a bullet wound after a shootout with police who were wounded. Prosecutors are charging the 28-year-old with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded the two officers. Rahmani's alleged motive for the bombings is unknown. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. A South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes that North Korea tested the performance of its new type high-powered thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead test, which the country claims gives it the ability to fit a miniature warhead on a rocket. This is VOA News. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes on aid trucks, which on Monday had been attempting to reach besieged Aleppo. The raid came as a tenuous week of ceasefire appeared to dissolve, with Syria's military blaming its collapse on U.S.-backed opposition forces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said only Washington and Russia, the architects of the latest attempt to halt hostilities in Syria, could declare the ceasefire at an end, not Damascus.
The basic ceasefire is holding but fragile, obviously. Humanitarian assistance is moving today to some 8 different locations. But we're waiting to get the full download from our team that is meeting now with the Russians in Geneva. That process is continuing. And we'll see where we are in the course of the day.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking on Monday. The international community is pledging to improve its response to the global refugee and migration crisis. The announcement came out of a high-level summit Monday at the United Nations, where member states agreed to protect the rights of refugees and migrants and to share responsibility for large movements of people on a global scale. However, a plan to ask governments to resettle 10% of the world's refugees each year was dropped, and the final declaration has no requirement that countries take specific number of people, which has led to criticisms. Human Rights Watch said the declaration is a missed opportunity to widen the scope of refugee and migrant protections, asserting it limits expectations for concrete new commitments. Somali community leaders in the U.S. state of Minnesota are fearing retaliation after a Somali-American man allegedly stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall before he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. A Somali elder told VOA the community is worried about the impact from Saturday's attack. The police chief in St. Cloud, Minnesota, said the assailant made references to Allah during the knife attack at the Crossroads Center and even asked if one person was a Muslim. But authorities have not given a motive for the attack. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as a potential act of terrorism. And a powerful typhoon struck southern Japan early Tuesday, causing landslides and flooding. Typhoon Malakas has left tens of thousands of buildings without electricity and forced the evacuation of a nursing home, but there are no immediate reports of injuries. The typhoon is said to be losing strength as it moves northward toward eastern Japan. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on much more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.